The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, teaches us, Antignus Yisoichai Kibel Mishimna Tzadik. Antignus Yisoichai learned from Shimna Tzadik. Hu Ayo Aymer, he taught us, Altiu Kavodim Hamisham Shemes the Rav of Nasl Kavod Pras. Don't be like servants in our service of Hashem, like those who work to receive reward. Our service should not be to receive reward. Rather, our service should be v'hir mayr shemayim aleichem. We should have yir shemayim. So as we learn this Mishnah that has in it so many different facets, there are four questions I'd like to discuss. One question is, if the Mishnah is trying to teach us the concept of not worshipping Hashem for reward, why does the Mishnah use the word pras? Usually when the Mishnah uses the word reward, it speaks about tzchar. Furthermore, the Mishnah uses the word altil kavodim hamsham shem sarav amnas lavakras lahava ke'avodim. What does the Mishnah mean by saying ke'avodim instead of saying avodim? Then we need to understand why indeed may one not serve Hashem to receive reward. Particularly, we find in the Torah and in the Gemara on more than one occasion where the Torah and the Shas and Chazal teach us the reward for doing mitzvahs. And here it says we're not supposed to do mitzvahs to receive reward. And finally, the Mishnah concludes v'yihi mayra shamayim aleichem. What is the connection? What does the Mishnah mean? And what is the Mishnah, how does that connect to the first part of the Mishnah? So, first let's understand why indeed may one not serve Hashem in order to receive reward. The Yad Shemayni quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Yad liyad lo yinakara. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, says Hashem to Yisrael, lo tasu asa Torah b'nas l'kal b'schar miyad. Don't follow the Torah in order to receive schar immediately. Shekol mi she'osekei nikara. Whoever does so is considered bad. And he also is acting inappropriately because he's not leaving over for his children. If all of the reward that he expects for serving Hashem, he wants the reward immediately, what will be left for future generations? Shilu bikesh Avram schar shel mitzvos miyad. Had Avram Avinu requested immediate schar, so here we see one reason not to serve Hashem for schar is because we need to think about future generations. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud Halacha Aleph says, "Ayoy ma adam hareni ois mitzvah ha'tayr of oisig v'chachmasa." I'm doing the mitzvahs, I'm learning Torah, in order that I shall receive all of the brachas that I mentioned in the Torah. V'efrish mena v'erish yitzhir tar mehen, k'day shinotze mena klol saksuvus b'Torah. I'm not going to do averis so I shouldn't get punished with the curses the Torah mentions. K'day shlachos mechay oylam haba, ein roi lavis Hashem al derech hazeh. That's not the way to serve Hashem. Sha'ovid al derech hazeh u'ovid meyira. Someone who serves Hashem that way is considered ovid meyira. Ve'ena malas al-navim v'loim malas chachamim. Vein oivim da Hashem al derech ze ala ame oretz. Vanosh maktanim shmechachum ha'sa lavi miyira at shetar b'datim v'yad ma'ahava. So Rambam here suggests that the reason we're not supposed to serve Hashem for reward, because that's considered oivid miyira, and oivid miyira is not the madrega that we should aspire to. Oivid miyira, the madrega that we should aspire to is oivid ma'ahava. The Rambam there in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Daled gives a different approach. His approach there is that someone who worships Hashem with the intention of getting schar shows that his avoda is not sincere. Somebody who's sincere in his avoda, that would not be his intent. The Rambam, in fact, here in the parish Mishnayis, says that someone who does that is like an animal, also doesn't really show true devotion in his avoda. The Meiri takes a different approach. The Meiri's approach is that if somebody serves Hashem amenas l'kabel schar, it shows, says the Meiri, that it's a flaw in him. You know, it's somebody who really cares for someone else doesn't do everything just with having in mind that he's going to get something back. And that shows that his avoda is not truly sincere. The Nachlas Ovis, however, takes a different approach. If our avoda of Hashem will be strictly on with the intent for schar, what will happen when difficult times come? If a person gets accustomed to serve Hashem under all circumstances, then even when difficult times chas v'shalom come, he'll be fine. But if he only serves for schar, when the difficult times come, what will be? The Shevet of Musar explained a different. The Shevet of Musar explains that a person who serves Hashem Shloya Manasal Kabo Schar will become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our purpose in this world is to become close to Hashem. If everything we do is based around getting rewarded for what we do, that is not the way to get closer to Hashem. The Ruach Chaim explains that there are two types of people who work. There's a person who has a job and he gets a salary. And then there are people who are learning a profession and they're apprenticing. They don't get paid for that. The fact that they're learning a profession and they're being trained is their reward. So, explains Ruach Chaim, the purpose of our doing mitzvahs, the purpose of our learning Torah, is like the apprentice. That teaches us how to be better people. That's the way to live a better life. And somebody who has that type of a position doesn't expect schar. The Maral explains that we were put in this world to be vehicles for Kiddush Hashem. If we start having other intentions, then we're sort of not fulfilling why we were put in this world. And therefore, the Tana is very serious in teaching us Atir Kavodim Hamisham Shem Sarav Amnath L'Kavod Pras. I saw a vort from the Yisroch Moshe. If we think about doing mitzvahs, if we think about learning Torah, it's very hard to be able to accomplish that in the world that we live in, where there are so many distractions from Avodas Hashem. The only way a person could really achieve the ability to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, is if he takes all the obstacles that are in the world and puts them to the side. And therefore, if while he's doing mitzvahs, while he's avoiding doing aveiros, he's only thinking about schar v'onesh, it may not be enough for him to prevent him or cause him to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah. Only when he thinks that what I'm doing is connecting myself to Hashem, that's when he indeed could be successful in his avoidance Hashem. Which is interesting because it leads us to the discussion, as we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, what is the difference between pras and schar? Pras is something that's a reward that you're not really obligated to give, says the Rambam. Schar is a salary that one is obligated to give. And the Tan is teaching us that certainly one can't expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obligated to pay us schar. But our attitude should be that we're not even that we shouldn't even be working for Hashem, serving Hashem for pras, something which is extra. So in other words, the Rambam is taking the approach there should be no attitude in our avodas Hashem that we're doing it for any type of reward. The Barbanel says schar is olam haba, and therefore says the Barbanel, to do avodas Hashem for olam haba would be permitted. Pras, whichever represents a reward in this world, is what we shouldn't be serving Hashem for. So we have a very big machloikis here between the Rambam and the Barbanel. According to the Rambam, we're not allowed to serve Hashem for any type of schar. According to the Barbanel, we're allowed to be serving Hashem for schar in olam haba, but not for schar in this world. The Hafla says the reason why the Tana uses the word pras versus schar is because the truth of the matter is the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikar him epnimim v'kol chafetzach ala yishvabo. The reward for a mitzvah is so great it can't be quantified and limited to a gashmi stigeschar. So if somebody is doing a mitzvah in order to get reward, it shows that he doesn't really recognize how great a mitzvah is. And therefore, the Tana used the word pras. Pras is a small amount. That even that serving, doing a mitzvah, learning Torah for reward, shows that you don't really have the proper appreciation of what a mitzvah is. Another pshat that I saw is that when somebody works at a job, so both the employer and the employee have what to gain. The employer gains because he obviously needs the work that's being performed. The employee gains because he needs the salary. When we serve Hashem, Hashem doesn't need our avodah. So there's never more than 50%. There's never more than the employee's consideration on the table. The employer, kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consideration is never on the table. He doesn't need our avodah. And therefore, says the Tana, certainly the part that reflects the employer goes without question is not in the equation. But even the part, the press, the 50% that comes to us, that also we don't deserve. We also asked at the beginning of our shiur, why does the Mishnah say that somebody who does serve Hashem, El Hava Kavodim Hamisham Shem Sarav? Why does Mishnah use the word Kavodim? So, sometimes a worker, explains the Lechem Shemayim, thinks that my employer really needs me and he has what to gain from my working him. So tells us the Tana, we're not even avodim, ke'avodim. Our employer Hashem really could very well do without us altogether. All we need to think is what can we do for him, but not that he in any way are needed to him. That's one pshat. But another pshat, on the other side of the spectrum, is that we shouldn't look at ourselves, says the Shoshana Ludovic, as avodim. We're much more. We're bonim or mokim. And don't look at yourself as just avodim. But look at yourself as your as bonim. Another pshat that I saw is that when is an employer entitled to, employee entitled to get paid? When he did his job as he was supposed to do it. But if he didn't do his job properly, he certainly doesn't have a right to expect to get paid. And that's what the Tana is teaching us, that you recognize you're only kavodim. You're not even avodim. You're only kavodim because you didn't do your job. We can never be sure that we're really doing what we're supposed to do properly. Another pshat is the Sfasema says that sometimes an Eved expects to get paid. An Eved expects reward. Says maybe not the same way as an employer, an employee, but he expects some level of reward. Tells us the Sfasemis, that the Tana is teaching us we should be like those, we should even be better than that, and we shouldn't expect reward at all. But then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Yitav Lev. The Yitav Lev says, a son has only one father. An Eved can have more than one owner, or as the Gemara discusses, Chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben Charim. He's a partial Eved, and he's partially not an Eved. Tells us the Tana, don't have the feeling that you are like an Eved. You're not an Eved. You're a Ben. And you only have one Hashem. And if you're going to have that attitude, that you only have one Hashem, just like a son has only one father, then you will indeed be a true Oyver Hashem. As we said at the beginning of this year, but the question that the Rishonim and Achronim will ask, that the Torah does speak in many places about Tzchar. We know we say every day, in Krishma, three times a day, L'man Yirbu Yumeichem. The Torah teaches us in by Kibravim and by other mitzvahs, L'man Yirich, Yomecho, L'man Yitavloch. So we see that the Torah speaks about Tzchar. So how could Amishna say that we shouldn't serve Hashem for the purpose of getting schar. So Rabbi Avinel approach is, as we mentioned earlier, to serve Hashem to get schar olam haba is permitted. It's only to serve Hashem to get schar in olam hazeh, which the Tana says we shouldn't do. So all of those psukim in the Torah that speak about schar, speak about schar b'olam haba, not schar in b'olam hazeh. The Maral says that from here we see from those psukim that of course one is allowed to serve Hashem with the intent of getting reward. What the Tanna V'Aharon Mishnah is teaching us is that that's not the best type of avoda. The right way is to serve Hashem shloim nas l'chabal pras. The Torah, says the Maral, is speaking to people who aren't yet on that madrega. They serve Hashem in order to get a reward. But then I saw a third pshat. Indeed, as our Tana teaches us, one is not supposed to serve Hashem with the intent of getting a reward. But if the reason you're asking for a reward is not because you want a reward, so to speak, as a payment for your avodas Hashem, but you want a reward so that you should be able to serve Hashem without any interference, that is 100% mutter. The Tana, when he says, "Altilka avodam Hashem shum surabam nas b'kabu pras," is a person who just wants to get reward, wants to get paid. That is wrong. But if you're serving Hashem because you want to, and you want reward, so you shouldn't have any interference from being able to learn, or from able to do mitzvahs, or you want money, so you should be able to use the money to do mitzvahs, or to teach your children Torah, give tzedakah, that type of reward is permitted. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes a braisa, "Hayim sel zel tzedakah b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, u'b'shvil she'eyeh ben olam haba, harei zeh tzadik gomer." If you give tzedakah in order that your son should get well, in order that you should be a ben olam haba, to Gemara, you are considered tzadik gomer. As Tosfos, our Mishnah says, "Al tiyo sarav." That our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to serve Hashem. "Al tiyo kavodim hamisham shum sarav amanas l'kabu pras." How do we understand that our Mishnah with that raisa? So Tosfos says our Mishnah is talking about a person who, if he does the avodas Hashem and he for getting reward, gives tzedakah with the intent of getting reward, and he doesn't get reward, will regret that he did the mitzvah. That's wrong. But if he doesn't get what he hoped for, doesn't cause him to regret the good things that he did, then it's permissible. The Urayim says there's a difference between tzedakah, where a person is allowed to test Hashem, so to speak, versus all other mitzvahs. So Bryce himself, Rosh Hashanah, is speaking about tzedakah. By tzedakah, it's permitted. By all other mitzvahs, it's not permitted. The Ran says that in fact our Mishnah here is talking about a midas chassidus. It's talking about a higher level. We mentioned this earlier, but indeed, and the Braisa in Masechta Rosh Hashanah is speaking about people who haven't reached that madrega. The Ramban takes a different approach. The Ramban's approach is that the Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah is talking about doing something that you're not obligated to do. So if you're doing something that you're not obligated to do, so there you're allowed to do it. Amnas l'kabel pras. Our Mishnah, which is talking not about something that you're obligated to do, is Amish to have us talking about something you're obligated to do that you're not allowed to do with the intent to get reward. There's an interesting gra. The gra says that a ger who volunteered, he wasn't obligated to become a ger, is allowed to be over Hashem amnas l'kavol schar. Again, we have, as we've mentioned a number of times in our shir, the machloikus of the Rambam and the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says that one is allowed to be oyver Hashem, amenas l'kabel schar ba'olam haba, and the Rambam says one is not allowed to be oyver Hashem for schar under any circumstances. There are also two more distinctions. One is if you're not yet on a high madrega, so there you're allowed to be over as Hashem on the nas l'kabel schar, trying to come to the madrega, trying to come to a high madrega. And as we also said earlier, if your purpose of wanting schar is because that will help you serve Hashem better, because it will take away the interference, then it may be permissible as well. So the Mishnah concluded, "Vehi Mayr Shmaytim Aleichem." What does that mean? So the Ramah says, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, Shvisi Hashem Lenegli Summit, Hu Klal Gom B'Toyr B'Malf Adikim Hashahochem Ufnei Alekim. A person's actions will not be the same when he thinks he's no one's watching. Olay, Omer Allah v'roi b'masaf, k'may shenemar, im yira ish v'mistorim, v'ni lo yirena nu'ma Hashem, miyad yigi alav ha'yir v'akna v'pak Hashem, yisir baruch v'boish to be men atomim. So he explains that yira shemayim is critical to our success and avoidus Hashem. But that doesn't answer what is the connection between this statement and the previous part of the Mishnah. So the Shevet Musar explains, now that we've learned that one is not supposed to serve Hashem for schar, and that you may not even get schar, so a person is going to say, so why should I serve Hashem? Teaches us the Tana that Yira Shemayim is the reason to serve Hashem. If it's not schar, it's yirah shemayim. The Bartanura takes a different approach. His approach is that a person who serves Hashem shloim nas kabel pras is obviously a person who's oivid Hashem Mehava. But teaches us the Tana that there's a time and a place for everything. And sometimes the right way to serve Hashem is Meira. And what you're supposed to decide is sometimes being Oved Mehava is the right way, and sometimes the right way of serving Hashem is Meira. Along that line, the Ruach Chaim says that a person shouldn't just always rely on an intellectual approach Ta'avodas Hashem, because it may not lead him where it's supposed to take him. And sometimes the only thing is to take the approach of Yiras Shemayim. Other Mepharshim say that the Tanna is telling us that there's a perfect continuation of our Mishnah. The goal of a person in this world is to be a Yiras Shemayim. Ma'akarish Ba'ashem Shoyel Mimach, says the Pasuk, Ki'im Liroi Yisai. Tells us the Tanna, how will a person come to the Madrega of being a Yiras Shemayim? The way a person will come to the Madrega of being a Yiras Shemayim is if he's Oyber Hashem Shloi Amanas L'Kabel Pras. A person who lives life that way will ultimately become a Yiras Shemayim. The Baal Shem says there are two different versions of our Mishnah. One version of our Mishnah is Altiyu Kavod Hashem Shesurav Amanas L'Kabel Pras, and another version is Altiyu Kavod Hashem Shesurav Amanas Shloi L'Kabel Pras. So he says both versions are correct. He says the version of Altiyu Shloi Amanas L'Kabel Pras means that whenever we do anything, we should do it only with Shem Shemayim. But then he says, there's another kavanah. That is, somebody who had a great desire to see the king. And the king said that whoever meets me and asks me for anything, I will fulfill the wish. So a person who only thinks about himself will go to the king and ask for whatever he wants, get whatever he wants, and never meet the king again. A person who ever really wants to see the king often won't ask for everything that he wants, because he wants other opportunities to meet the king again. And that's pshat. Altiyu kavodim hasham shesurav amanas l'kabel pras. Don't want all your reward. Because if you're going to want all your reward, then you're not going to be, and you'll get it, then you won't have more opportunity to connect yourself to Hashem. And that's what he says in the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Tfilo la'oni kiyatoif ulefnei Hashem yishvay sichoy. You know what the tefillah of an ani is? Lefnei Hashem yishvay sichoy. That he should always be able, lishvay sichoy. He should always be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should always have the opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what our goal should be in life. And that maybe is also the connection of the Mishnah. What is the definition of a Yiras Shemayim? Of Yehei Mir Shemayim Aleichem? The definition is somebody who always is thinking about Shemayim. But if he gets all of his reward, then that won't be a way to grow in Yiras Shemayim, which is our purpose of being here in this world.